former conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy led his UMP party to the top spot in the second round of France's local elections, with National Front leader Marine Le Pen trailing behind. The unpopular socialists came in third. Socialist President François Hollande has fallen out of favor after he failed to make good on his campaign pledge to lower France's unemployment rate to below 10%. French pollster Bernard Sanan observed that the far-right anti-immigrant National Front did better than it did in 2011, but its progress has stalled. It seems to have reached a ceiling. These elections are seen as a test case ahead of 2017's presidential election. Many French pundits believe that the rise of the anti-immigrant National Front is a reflection of a new cultural insecurity among the French working class, while socialist orthodoxy has embraced new ethnic minorities. Laurent Bouvet, an advisor to the Socialist Party, told the London Observer, "The economic crisis, unemployment, social problems, and globalization make people afraid, but if it were just about economics, we would see these people voting for the radical left, which they are not." Hundreds of Mexican farm workers in Baja California, 200 miles south of San Diego, have gone on strike for higher wages and better benefits. The workers, who pick produce for export to the United States, went on strike in mid-March and initially blocked roads, which drew nearly 1,000 police and army soldiers firing rubber bullets. Mexican farm workers in Baja make just $10 a day, are extremely poor, with many forced to live in homes without running water. Moreover, according to the Los Angeles Times, the devaluation of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar has increased the price of basic groceries and other daily necessities. Striking farm workers are demanding their wages double to $20 a day, plus overtime pay, and an end to routine sexual harassment of female workers. For years, growers have resisted any change. After days of negotiation, the Agricultural Council of Baja California offered a stingy 6% raise to striking workers. But smaller growers in Baja have already agreed to double the base pay they offer to farm workers. The state of Utah has adopted a housing-first approach to create residences for the chronically homeless, who often seek help in emergency shelters and hospitals. According to Mother Jones magazine, Utah has cut the number of homeless by 72% by finding apartments where the chronically homeless can live, no strings attached. For years, housing and services for the chronically homeless were conditioned on enrolling in drug rehabilitation programs and making a commitment to mental health counseling. But this approach has rarely worked. In the early 1990s, New York University psychologist Sam Tsemberis tried a radical new approach: just offer the chronically homeless permanent housing with access to counseling. The early program was a success, with nearly 90% of the formerly homeless remaining in their apartments at a much lower cost than providing emergency services to those living in the streets. When Tsemberis brought his approach to conservative Utah, he found allies, including the welfare director of the state's powerful Mormon church. Utah launched a program to eliminate chronic homelessness in the state by 2015 and committed to creating 2,000 apartment units for the homeless. The innovative program has come in under budget, costing one-third less than expected. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Leslie Rudden.